Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, congratulations, Steiny.
Thank you very much.
You know what I'm congratulating you for?
I have no idea.
You said you hit a new low.
Oh, I did, yeah. I told you, quick six before my trip back east.
Dude, apparently you're just peeling weight off.
You know what? I'm doing one thing and I'm sticking to it and it's working for me.
You know, no, I am proud of you because willpower is underrated. So is self-belief. And I feel like that's what we've been sort of dancing around today, is how much willpower do the Warriors have and how much self-belief does Jonathan Kuminga have in himself?
Well, I think Jonathan Kuminga's got a lot of self-belief, and I think he should have it because he's a good young player who happened to be drafted by a team that was in the middle of a championship run. But let me start the segment this way.
Mm-hmm.
So I said last segment that, you know, why not try to trade Draymond Green for somebody, ideally in their 20s, who helps you at another spot, and then you open that spot up for Kuminga. Now, the first response you always hear is, well, Curry won't want that. Curry won't want that. To which I say two things. One is, so what? Or that's a problem. Like, and this is what I mean about a little bit of an awkward situation. You've got to do what you've got to do to become a better team. And I'm not saying you trade Draymond, you're going to be a better team, but you might be. You never know the player you might be able to get back. But this idea that, you know, Steph won't be okay with it. I mean, really he won't? Like, he really won't be on board with it? He's played 15 years with the guy. I mean, what are we doing?
I think it's less about Curry than it is Kerr. Like, I actually think Kerr he's kind of at the root of all of this. He doesn't, from his actions, he doesn't appear to me to believe that Kuminga can become a star. Or if
Kerr.
He can't, yeah, Kerr.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't think. If you feel like a player has star potential, I don't think you treat him the way that Kuminga's been treated the last 4 years. I just don't. I also don't think that Kerr is someone that knows how to coach without Draymond Green. Like, he's a defense-first coach. I think he really highlights it, prioritizes passing, ball movement. And all of those things are stuff that Draymond does. Like, I don't know what the offense would look like without Draymond Green. I'm not necessarily afraid of seeing it without Draymond. But I don't know if Kerr could coach without Draymond Green as his defensive linchpin and probably the second most offensive facilitator, most important one.
Well, then you know what they should do? They should extend Kerr right now for another year.
Why?
Because Draymond's under contract for two, Butler's under contract for two, Steph's under contract for two. So just extend Kerr right now so that they can all be a happy family for the next 2 years. Like, that's kind of what I'm talking about. Is that what we're going to do?
I think they have one more year to prove. Like, I do think that they're in a year-to-year stage.
I think you're right.
Kerr's in a year-to-year stage. But if this goes poorly next year, I don't think he'll be the head coach in 2027.
I don't think he's going to be the coach in 2027 regardless.
If they make the playoffs and win a round or two, I think he'd keep his job.
No, I don't. I'm talking about him walking away.
Oh.
Like, I could see him at the end of this upcoming year just walking away with Steph or without Steph.
You're reading into his son joining the coaching staff? Is that what you're doing?
No, that's got nothing to do with it. Although, you know, I didn't even think about that. And if you don't know what we're talking about, Nicholas Kerr has been elevated. He's going to work for the Golden State Warriors. That's Steve's son. You know what? It did just cross my mind. Not when I saw it, but just now. Maybe it's an indication that it is Kerr's last year because he wants to have his son on the staff for his last year. I mean, that would be great. I mean, that's bucket list type of stuff, really.
Yeah, you pull him up. He was the head coach, was it the last few seasons in Santa Cruz? So now he'll be on the bench this year for the Golden State Warriors. Perhaps. I don't know. That's a little that's a little deep divey.
Here's another thing about Draymond that I think is left out a little bit. I don't think they need him on offense anymore. Like, Butler can do everything Draymond can do. Butler can stand at the top of the key and wait for Steph to get open. You know what I mean? And I get, you know, Draymond's a great screen setter. I mean, I actually think Butler and Draymond are a little redundant offensively.
Draymond and Butler.
Correct. And even as a pairing, neither of them shoots threes, which I don't like in this day and age of the NBA. But I don't know. I don't know where they're at with Draymond Green. I'm going to assume that he's probably not going anywhere, and I don't know why they wouldn't consider it.
Well, let's find out where Joseph in Richmond is at. Calling back. Joseph, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Fine, yourself. Yeah, I like that idea more than letting Kuminga go.
Moving Draymond?
He's too volatile to me. Sometimes he's just too volatile. He's got to go. If anything, Curry's the one I'm letting stay. He's got to go. Kuminga, let him play. You have to let him play. He's not in the mold of Moses Moody. Moses Moody said, I'm here if you need me. I'm not worried about starting.
Right.
He's not in that mode. You need to let both of them play, really. You need to let both of them play. Why are you bringing in cast-offs from other teams and giving the cast-offs Moody and Kuminga's playing time? It makes no sense. And
you good, Joe?
Yeah, I'm good. And that's all I got.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Appreciate it, Joseph. See, the more I think about it, and I realize Draymond is who he is at this point. But really, the guy, if you are truly of the camp that you keep Kuminga, you empower him, you water the plant that's been sitting out in the sun with no form of water for the last couple of years, you get rid of Butler. Like, that to me is the guy that's actually more in the way of Kuminga than Draymond. I realize that Draymond might play the four now, but the guy who was brought in that really, I think, set us down this path to where we're talking about it today is Jimmy Butler. Because the other part of the Slater article I found interesting is he described all the work that Kuminga's doing this summer. He's really working on his mid-range. He's working on his three-point shot. He's working on his handle. He's working on things that you need the basketball to do. On this team, Jimmy Butler's got the basketball. So leave Draymond out of this. If we're talking about offense, which is where Kuminga has shown he can help the most, the guy who's in his way is the guy they traded for last year. It's Jimmy Butler. And it feels like Steve Kerr believes that Jimmy's just better at everything that Kuminga does at this stage in his career.
I think he might. But the thing, I agree with you. Like Butler and JK, Butler's probably the guy that's in Kuminga's way more than Green, because at least you can move Green to five, although you don't want to do that anymore. So that means he's got to play four. But, you know, as it relates to Kuminga, I just feel like it's not going to happen here as long as Steve Kerr's here and as long as Butler and Draymond are here. So I guess they got to move him.
Well, that's why I'm not saying you're trading Jimmy Butler. People got to get. I'm not suggesting that. What I'm saying is Kuminga's role clearly changed when Jimmy got here. Jimmy's going to be here next year. The way that Kerr coaches, Jimmy's got the ball. Draymond Green is, to me, less of a roadblock for JK than Butler is, and you're not going to move him. You're just not. He helps you in so many ways, and so that's why I think it is coming to a head, where the Warriors have to decide really between Steve Kerr and Jonathan Kuminga, and I just don't think they're going to choose against Kerr.
You're probably right. I mean, I'm just looking at. Let me ask you this. Let me just throw this trade out there. Just throwing it out there. Because I got all these guys' salaries of guys who are making between 20 and 30. You think the Lakers would have interest in Draymond Green?
I think LeBron would.
Yeah, I do too, and I think that means they would. Like, would you trade Draymond Green right now for Rui Hachimura and Dalton Connect?
I think I might.
I would. I probably would.
See, I guess I just don't believe the Lakers would do that.
Maybe not.
I think one of the reasons why we don't talk more about Draymond's trade values because it's not as high as a lot of people think. I could absolutely see everyone around the league saying, how is he going to fit in our system? That's the only system he, at least at this stage in his career. And he can only play for a team that's competitive.
Right, no doubt.
You can only trade him to a quote-unquote contender. I don't know. I mean, I think that Draymond's value is with the Warriors, and they have not yet found a contingency plan for him. It's crazy to say, but like you'll never be able to find another Curry, but they haven't even been able to draft, develop, or find someone who can replace Draymond Green. That's why he's still around.
That's, you know what? It's, and I know he's a better player, but it's like when people get mad at Mike Yastrzemski because he's still playing right field. It's like, yeah, nobody's been able to supplant him. They haven't had a player good enough to supplant him. And, you know, eventually, and it might be now, Draymond Green is on the decline to a point where his replacement will end up being better than him. And I'm talking about right now, not like a future Hall of Famer. But I don't know. I mean, I guess what I'm against is this notion that there are things you can't do just because you can't do them. Like that's no way to operate. You know what I mean? If there's a deal out there for Draymond Green, I'm making it. I'm making it yesterday. Now, it's got to be the right guy, but I got to believe there's a team out there that thinks he can help him win a title. I got to believe that. And he's only got two more years left in his deal. I would absolutely consider it.
Two long years. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Evan with Steiny today. Guru's going to be back tomorrow. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go down to Daly City. Talk to Gary. Gary, what's up, man? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Off point a little bit. Miami might be a team he could fit in with, Graymont. But for me, my point is about Lacob. What does Lacob want to do? I mean, he likes the limelight. He's turned his franchise around. He knows what's coming in the Western Conference. He knows what he sees ahead of him with Curry leaving. He sees the Valkyries right now with $500 million, his butt baby over there, and taking off. He owns the arena. And he just saw what the Lakers went for and the Celtics went for. I don't know the man, but he seems like a guy that likes to be up front. And, you know, he's a businessman, too, him and Goober. Do they want to go for 10 lean years here? Fair weather fans, you know, outside the Cal Palace in Oakland, probably about, 8,000 of us? I mean, it's his ball and his game. I mean, as long as Curry rides. But I agree with you, Matt. He should sign. If they're going to stay with it, go with Kerr one more year and ride out to the sunset, all of them together, if they want to do that. And, Butler's exception is one thing teams could pick up, but probably during the, you know, before the trade deadline, because that's a big-time exception. But you have to fit him into the salary. You have to fit him into the salary cap, though.
Yeah.
Or go to, you know, but I don't know what they're kind of between a rock and a hard place. I mean, you could say you owe it to Curry. But, you know, but after that, what are you going to do? Because the West, like you guys know, is loaded, and nobody's going anywhere in the West, and they all want to stomp on the Warriors.
Yeah.
That's true, Gary.
But I don't know what Laker is. That's his ball and his game. I don't mean to go on, guys, but I don't know what you guys think, but it's kind of like up to him.
Well,
and seeing when a franchise gets $10 billion, that's kind of like, I don't care how much time you got to stop and think about that.
Exactly. And I'll just tell you this. It was Dennis, right?
Gary.
Gary. I like him, by the way. It's funny, but in the last 2 years, and I think I've said this, people have been saying, I could see Joe Lacob selling. I mean, he bought it for $450 million. He could probably get $12 to $14 billion for it. I mean, Steph Curry's not going to play forever. The only flaw in that, there's a couple flaws. The only flaw I see in that is I do believe he wants to eventually have his sons run the team. And then the other thing is just knowing Joe Lacob, he would not want to sell when Steph's leaving or on the way out, because he probably won't get much of the credit for what he ended up doing. And people will just say, oh, well, he owned the team when Curry was on the team. Like, I think if he's as competitive as we all believe, he is going to want to try to rebuild this thing after Steph and get another ring. But Gary's right. $12 billion? When you bought it for $450? Then again, he owns it all. He owns the Valkyries. He owns the building. He owns the Warriors. So I'm sure if you asked Joe Lacob, he'd say, never crossed my mind. But this is where I think Gary's right. It's got to cross your mind when you see that the Lakers sold for $10 billion. It has to cross your mind. You may not do it, but naturally it crosses your mind.
Well, I'm sure he was sheepishly.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Be grinning like the Grinch the moment he woke up and saw the Lakers went for $10 billion, or he heard about it. I don't know. I think I'm on less. I'm not on the prove it side of the fence as much as you are. Like he's got to prove something after. But I'm 100% with you. I just don't think he's going to sell because he seems to be a really competitive person, and he still feels like he can win. And if you feel like you can win, you don't get out.
Right. And now he's got the Valkyries. So he's, you know, he's in charge of a basketball operation that plays 12 months a year, essentially. So he's got 22 more games to go to. He's got another interest that, you know, he wants to build. So I agree. I don't think he's going to sell, but $12 billion. I mean, that's a lot of money for even rich people.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for everybody. Let me run this by you, and I'll throw it at the fans as well. A potential compromise. So we heard today that, what do you think Kuminga's biggest need or like his want is right now?
He wants to start.
Opportunity. He wants to
start. He wants to play 30 minutes a night.
Because that's, I don't necessarily hear him saying I want to be an all-star now, but I want to take steps forward to becoming a multi-time all-star. That's a starter.
Right.
All right. What if I threw this to you? Next season, the Warriors bring Kuminga back. They sign him, I don't know, 3-year deal, something that fits both sides, keeps options open. Draymond Green comes off the bench. Jonathan Kuminga starts. We saw them do this for, I think it was 5 games in December. Now, this was before Butler got here, but Draymond voluntarily went to the bench to allow Kuminga to start. Is that something that people would be against for? Is it a just, again, kicking the can down the road and avoiding the inevitable? Or is that something you could see legitimately appeasing all parties?
I think it's possible. I think that...
That would be my...
That scenario is possible.
That would be me trying to thread the needle. If I'm trying to find something to make Draymond happy, Kuminga happy, even Kerr happy, all three of those guys in this scenario, it means Draymond takes a step back and Kuminga gets the role that he wants.
Yes, but then we get into the area of what does Jonathan Kuminga really think of Steve Kerr? And what does Steve Kerr really think of Kuminga? Because those two things will present itself over the course of a year. Because even if Draymond Green goes to the bench and Kuminga starts, that's still no guarantee that Kerr is going to utilize Kuminga like Kuminga wants to be utilized. It just means that he'll start games and probably not finish them, quite frankly. And I think he'd be that's not going to work for him. So I would be open to that. And I think it might be okay for a year stopgap. But I think it's more that Kuminga, I just don't think Kuminga wants to be here. I think it's not necessarily about a starting job or 30 minutes a game, even though it is. I think he wants a fresh start.
I think his biggest gripe is with the head coach. And maybe, like, again, if the head coach only has 1 year left on his deal, isn't that enough for you to say, I'll stick it out, I'll hang around? Or has it already been too long? Was this relationship fractured before he said, and you know, to Anthony Slater, that I want to be a star, essentially. I also think it's interesting, too, how, like, Jonathan Kuminga has not proven much, I think, to anybody that he is all of a sudden next year going to transform into this potential perennial all-star. But he's talking like he is. Like he knows he's going to be that player.
Right.
That's sort of the strange part for me. Like, very rarely do you hear, like, having confidence in yourself, there's nothing wrong with that. And I appreciate that he's ambitious and he wants to be the best version of himself. But, like, he hasn't been a consistent starter yet in this league for a winning team unless there's been injuries and he hasn't been able to prove it to his head coach. Like, I guess I'm always curious why he's still talking about being this perennial all-star player when he hasn't yet become a starter. Like, there are steps that you have to take, and he's jumping already to, well, I'm going to be one of the greats in this league.
That doesn't bother me so much because you want all your young guys to think they're going to be superstars. But I think Jonathan Kuminga, I think he thinks he's getting hosed here. I think that he feels like he's probably been made a scapegoat for the things he doesn't do. And not, you know, like some, if a coach doesn't know what to expect from you, he's probably not going to play you as much. And the reality of the situation is Kerr wanted Kuminga to defend better and rebound better, and he's never been able to do that. Okay, you know what? Maybe he's not going to be a good help defender, and maybe he'll never be a great rebounder for whatever reason. But then a coach has to use Kuminga's strengths, integrated in the team, and it's going to have to be centered on scoring right now because that's what he does. What comes after that is going to be up to him. But I do think he thinks of being an all-star as pretty much averaging 25 a game. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't hear him say, I want to be a 25 and 10 guy or a 20 and 10 guy. Or I'm really, you know, I'm working on my passing or something like that. It feels like it's still just about scoring for Kuminga. Like, that's what he does best, and that's the one thing he thinks he excels at.
I think in a perfect world, the role that he wants is the role that he had after Steph went down in the second round against the Timberwolves. I think that's in his perfect world, that's the role that he wants. An opportunity to score, prove that he can be the leading scorer, even with Butler on the floor, even with Draymond on the floor, maybe even with Curry on the floor, I'm not sure. That series has only hardened his stance and his belief in himself that that's who he can be, and that's who he is. And the Warriors got to make a choice about whether they're okay with him coming back believing that he's that player without a runway to prove it. You know, that's another rock and a hard place that they're basically stuck between.
Yeah.
And I'm curious what people think about it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Also coming up, I got some names that I want to throw at you. If they are going to move off of Kuminga, what players would you want? I have a list, and not all of them are big names, but some of them might be a better fit than what we're currently seeing. Also, we got to talk about the Giants. Steiny's got something that kind of pissed him off about the game last night. Didn't even have to do with what was on the field. All right, coming up at 7 p.m., the Valkyries take on the New York Liberty. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX, Channel 5, pregame beginning at 6:30 p.m. That segment sponsored by the San Francisco Police Officers Association. Pride is about love, community, respect, and looking out for one another. Celebrate safely, use a rideshare or public transit. Have fun and celebrate with heart, but don't drink and drive. Brought to you by the San Francisco Police Officers Association. Evan Giddings, Matt Steinmetz, Guru going to be back tomorrow, all right here on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, I do have a little piece of Warriors news. It's just a little nugget I learned last night. There's a pretty prominent fan that I don't know if people knew this about. You know Ghostface Killah is a Warriors fan?
Who?
Ghostface Killah.
Who the hell's that?
He's a member of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Who are they?
They're from New York. They're from Staten Island primarily.
Oh, okay.
They were at Chase Center last night.
Oh, the Klan. Yeah, I got you.
Easy. Simmer there. The
wow.
Jesse Moore, promotions extraordinaire, helped me and my plus one get a ticket and had a great time. They were awesome. But Ghostface multiple times said that's my favorite team in the Raptors.
So he's a front runner.
Well, I'm surprised he was able to see what banners were up there at the top of Chase Center, because it was, let me just put it this way, it was pretty foggy last night's dining.
Gotcha.
It was literally walked into Chase Center, and I was like, dude, do they have a machine? Like, is there just a fog machine? They were pouring out of the portals.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's no smoking in that arena. So
not last night.
Where was security?
Dude, it got christened. Is what Chase Center got last night. All right. Evan in for Guru along with Steiny here. Switching spots today. Just having some fun before Guru's back tomorrow. And then you're out Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday and Monday.
Okay.
You know, I got to going back for that birthday party. And
I know. You look almost ready for it.
I worked a little bit on my speech.
Well, not a speech. You have to give a speech.
I got to say a few words. Put it that way.
For what? Did someone?
For my buddy.
Did someone die?
No, it's just a big, I shouldn't even talk about this, because if he downloads that Odyssey app, I'm going to ruin the surprise. It's a surprise, so
There's a celebration going on back home, is what...
Exactly.
And I assume a close friend?
Yeah, this is the guy.
He's the guy.
This is the guy.
So, he's like your guru from back east.
Well, he's my best friend from back east.
Oh.
Went to college with him, and... That's only half the story. The rest of the story is that he's done extremely well for himself.
So he's flying you back?
No, I'm flying back. But
you're just going to Venmo him?
No, I'll pay for that one because it's a surprise. I couldn't have him. But no, he's one of these guys who, I don't know if I can go on this golf trip bass because it's pretty expensive. Yeah. Shut up. Shut up. I got you. Shut up. Bass, I can't afford. Shut up. Have I ever not paid for it?
I need a friend like that.
But you know what? It took him a while to establish himself, but I've taken advantage of his status over the last 20, 25 years. Hey,
talk to me, Steiny.
I have a question that I'd like to get a guest on who's an expert on this. Because I don't understand it, but maybe a listener does, or a businessman out there. So the Warriors are the highest valued franchise in the NBA, according to Forbes.
Yep.
Okay. So let's just say they're worth $12 billion. All right?
Well, what they're projected to be worth is probably 12 to 14.
Okay.
Like last year, I think it was just above 10. They cracked 10.
Okay. So my question is this. The day after Steph Curry retires, does the value go down? Like, I don't know how that works. And the Valkyries right now are already the highest valued franchise in the WNBA. Like, how did that happen so quickly?
I think Chase Center has a lot to do with it. That would be one of my, that'd be my main guess. The thing about the Warriors, though, does it go down? I don't know if it can go down, but the appreciation of the franchise probably slows. It's like the NASDAQ. Like your country's GDP continues to go up. Just the question is how high of a rate. Like it might take a dip, and then eventually it rises, and there's a progressive. I don't need to get into economics. Let's get an answer. Oh, an answer to Steiny's question. This is real quick from the East Bay. Wando, is that how I say it? Wando. Wanda, welcome to the program. What's going on?
Hey, yes, sir. Thank you. And I didn't actually quite hear the question. I just assumed the line of thinking based on the conversation before the break and around that franchise valuation. Mm-hmm. Could you reiterate for a moment, Steiny?
Sure. You know, right now the Warriors are valued as the highest valued franchise in the NBA, whatever, $12, $14 billion. What happens the day after Steph Curry retires? Does anything happen to that valuation?
Oh, yeah. Like, that is paper, right? Unless Joe Lacob has sold any minority stakes at that valuation, that's just a theoretical like appraisal from some random Forbes or something like that, right? That's as I understand it. I'm not a professional in this business, but I do like to follow it. It's interesting with the earthquakes right now, by the way, being up for sale. Don't know if it's been mentioned yet on this on these airways, but they were recently appraised at around $600 million, and John Fisher, good riddance, is looking to sell the controlling stake. So he's been selling off minority stakes, apparently. He might have been selling them close, if not at that $600 million valuation, which implies there's like maybe a $250 million cost to control the earthquakes right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, once Steph retires, I think that's definitely the case. The valuation goes down. The building keeps it up there for sure. The fact that they own the building as well. Right. But no, Steph is the franchise.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate the call. Well, I do think that the moment he's gone, there's definitely less interest in the team. There's no doubt about that. And like one of the things that I've actually found, I think, most compelling about Steph Curry standing with the Warriors is still how much coverage he garners for the team, no matter if they're good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Last year, if they missed the playoffs, this year they're coming in with unknown expectations or at the beginning of the 24-25 season. People don't really know where they're going to be. Like, the Warriors will always be in the news if Curry's there. And I have to imagine that's good for branding. When he's gone, does that go away? I kind of assume it does. Like, why are the Warriors talked about as much as they are?
Because of Steph Curry.
Because of Steph Curry.
Right.
The moment he's gone, I have to assume that coverage leaves with him. That's also got to be on the mind of Joe Lacob, I imagine.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, if they're worth $12 billion, and the value and things are going to change after Curry leaves, why would you buy the team for $12 billion? So I
could ask the same question about the Celtics.
Yeah, I don't think the valuation is going to, like, it doesn't drop precipitously. Like, it's not going to drop to $7 billion.
No, but let's say is inside baseball, but it's like, okay, so the moment Curry announces his retirement, the valuation drops from 12 to like 11.7. And then after a year, it goes back up and it continues to rise. Like it's only going to inflate. It's not going to all of a sudden go to $6 billion if Curry's not around.
Right.
And in fact, anybody who, like, let's say Lacob wanted to sell the team right now, by the time the owner actually takes over, which would probably be in a year or so after this transition happens, it's like, what are you buying, really? You know, and I think that's one of the reasons why the Kuminga question today is interesting. It's because I feel like if the Warriors do what everyone wants them to, which is just trade this guy, he clearly wants to be somewhere else. The Warriors might be able to get a decent piece for him, basically a fit-over-talent type of thing that can help this group maybe get to a higher level next season than it was last year. It means they botched it. It means they botched it. It means they did not... If you're selling Kuminga or trading him for half of what he's worth, which is what they have to do in a straight-up deal this summer, it means you botched the situation. You couldn't keep this guy happy enough to trade him next February, and you also couldn't keep him happy enough to make him want to resign here. I mean, and again, he's your last lottery ticket left. You've traded all the rest of your young players, or they haven't panned out. You know, jury's still out on Pajemski and Moody. I'm not betting on those two to be the next big star for the Warriors. Kuminga's your last lottery ticket, and if you sell low on that ticket, I have no reason but to think you botched the situation.
Yes. I mean, they have not handled it well. I mean, the first sign of trouble was when he didn't sign an extension last offseason when virtually everybody in his class did. I always thought, like, that's not a good sign.
And the only guy that didn't got traded. Josh Giddey got traded to Chicago.
Exactly. So it does feel like one of the things, and they would never admit it, but there's got to be fear involved in this for the Warriors. They can't, if this guy's going to be a starter for you at forward for the next 10 years, forget if he's going to turn into an all-star or not, but this guy's projecting to be your starter for the foreseeable future after some things clear out. Like, why would you get rid of a guy like that? For one crazy extra shot at it. A title. Hey. Like, and here's the other thing, and you brought this up.
Well, I think it's because they don't believe that he's going to become what he believes he can become. Like Kuminga thinks that he can be a 25-point-per-game scorer, and he can be an all-star. And what he said to Anthony Slater of The Athletic this morning was, he wants to be a guy a team relies on, and he's aiming to be a multiple-time all-star. That's a guy who sees a ceiling for him in his current position. I'm just sorry. Like, when someone across any vocation is talking about potential and things they want to achieve, things that they currently don't have, It's because they want to get out. Like, they want more. And I can't fault him for that. But the Warriors clearly don't have the kind of runway that he thinks that he deserves.
Absolutely not. They don't. And I think it's twofold. I think he sees no opportunity here. But on top of it, I feel like he probably thinks, even if I had an opportunity here, you know, Steve Kerr would be limiting that opportunity, and he very well might be. And that's why I just think where this franchise is right now, it's in an awkward spot. And Gary said it, you know, they have kind of painted themselves in a corner a little bit. I mean, they just have. They've got older players, and they've got too many younger players, and now their biggest prospect, who's a young player, doesn't want to be here. Like, that's fallout, as far as I'm concerned. Like, if they don't, that's the fallout for saying all in for Curry. That it may cost you Jonathan Kuminga.
Well, it's cost,
so how do you feel about it now?
It's cost you all your young players.
Exactly.
Like, this is a team that used to have a quote, the Warriors didn't say it, but a two-time line approach. I don't think they have one anymore. I actually think one of the reasons why we're finally getting down to brass tacks is about Kuminga, but a lot of the players that haven't found a home here in Golden State, the young ones, it's because the older guys finally have an expiration date. It's 2 years. That's all they have left on their contracts. Draymond has two years. Steph has 2 years. Jimmy has 2 years. And then who knows? But it finally feels like, because they've defined exactly when they're done with these guys, or when the big three is going to be cooked, essentially, everyone's like, now's the time to get rid of our young dudes. It's honestly counterintuitive.
Exactly.
Like, now's the time to stockpile young players. If you really were going to go all in for Curry, like, it should have been a couple seasons ago. Exactly. And that's why I believe at the end of the day that if they sell Lowe and Kuminga, they botched this. It's because you have had opportunities to get value for him in the past. He's been involved in trade rumors. He's been a guy that Lacob doesn't want to give up on. So if you finally give up on him, it's just like, why did we do this dance for the last 2 years or 3 years?
Yeah. What would frustrate me as a Warrior fan after the four titles is, in a perfect world, and this is where the last 5 years is catching up to him, and this is where the James Wiseman pick is a killer, and it essentially happened 5 years ago on draft day. Draft day was in November 5 years ago because of COVID, but that was the day that Klay Thompson got hurt for the second time, and then they drafted Wiseman. The reality of the situation is that in a perfect world, they would still have Jordan Poole on their team. In a perfect world, Jonathan Kuminga is on their team. In a perfect world, Wiseman would have been a functional player, just a functional player. And if that were the case, the Warriors might have had a chance to not fall drastically after Curry. If Steph were thinking of retiring in 2 years, but the Warriors were still sitting with Poole, Kuminga, and Wiseman was a functional big, I think we'd be very optimistic about the future. Now, here's what I want to stress. It doesn't mean I'm saying, so Kuminga's your one, Poole's your two, what? No. What I'm saying is, you'd have at least a younger foundation that starts to play together, and then you realize what they need. And maybe they'll probably need a superstar. Okay, well, 3 or 4 years down the line, maybe you can get one because you're in a better cap situation. But the reality is that they're on the verge of not having any young players at a point when, you're right, they need them.
And how does that make people feel? I know a lot of people want to go all in for the veterans. And are the next 2 years good enough for you to basically just say, I'll watch Warriors basketball and watch and see how much these old guys got left in the tank? 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in with Matt Steinmetz. Who's going to be back tomorrow? Let's go to Bass in Los Altos Hills. Bass, good morning. What's up, man? How we doing?
All right, man. How about you?
Fantastic. What do you got?
Nice, man. I know you guys were getting into the valuation discussion and whether it's going to take a hit.
Yeah.
You know, I do this for a living, and what I'll tell you is it won't. And the reality is, because valuations are always derived based on a projection of how much money you're going to make in the future. So the biggest aspect of the Warriors is actually not the play on, you know, out there in the stadium. It's basically committed revenue streams for people buying their suites and the number of events they host at, you know, at the new Chase Center. So that's what's driven up their valuation so much.
Oh,
pre-commits they have.
Okay, so in other words, when Wu-Tang comes in last night, that's part of the Warriors, Warriors' valuation.
Wu-Tang.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the fact that they
Thank
host
you.
They host over 185 events a year, and that's outside of the 41 games for basketball.
Right.
So they've done the best job of filling that stadium. And what other venue are you going to in San Francisco that's an arena? Right, what, the Cow Palace?
Right.
You know, there's nothing there. You have to go down to San Jose to get any decent arena anywhere in the area. So they basically, yeah, they have exclusivity on basically closed space, which means they can be 12 months a year.
Gotcha.
So that was the big jump, was the Chase Center.
Gotcha. Appreciate it. Yeah. And,
thanks, Bass.
Yeah. Good, and I'm good sure. I'm actually sure he's right on that stuff. That makes sense. Because I don't think the Lakers. Who owns Staples?
That I don't know.
Because if you. I don't think it's the Lakers.
No, the Lakers don't own it. That's the biggest difference,
right.
Which is why. I wasn't shocked when you came in the next day. You're like, I think the Warriors actually could be worth $12 to $14 billion, because the arena itself costs. It was privately financed. What,
right.
It was almost $2 billion worth. So, yeah, Brendan Schneider's working real hard.
Crypto sure Arena, by the way, is owned by Anschultz Entertainment Group. So it's an LA based company.
All right.
Well,
that probably is the difference in the valuation.
I'm with you there. All right, let's go to Dave in Fresno. Wants to clean up some of the value talk. Dave, how we doing? What's up?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good, man. Thanks for getting me on here. Just want to join the discussion. And yeah, I think with the whole value thing, I think with the Warriors, like what separates them from, the, I guess, the Yankees, the Lakers, Dodgers, the Knicks, those are like name brand franchises, where the Warriors, I think they're pretty much tied to Steph. So yeah, they're at that $10 billion mark mostly because of Steph, and obviously Draymond and Klay and KD, you know, having that great run. But yeah, it's going to be tricky, because with them, you guys kind of already asked the question, like, what happens when he retires? Because yeah, that's a nice arena, but you got to pay a pretty good price to get inside, and I would think most people are paying that price to go see Steph.
Right.
So when he's not available, he's not around, okay, are you still charging premier price for fans to come watch the Warriors play? Like, that's the question they got to ask themselves. And, yeah, it's not like you can just sell the team, like, hey, come see the Lakers. We're always going to have somebody. Come see the Yankees. Come see the Knicks. Come see the Cowboys. Like, that's always going to sell itself. Well, the Warriors, we got to remember, it wasn't that long ago. They were at the bottom of this list. And here comes Steph and all, everybody else. Oh, okay, now we're up the list. So what happens when he's not there? Because we're not the brand that some of these other teams are. We're just not. So that's something that's going to be interesting. And, hopefully it's down the road. But when he's not here anymore, that's going to be a question that needs to be answered. So
appreciate it.
Thanks,
you guys'
Dave.
Thoughts on that.
Yeah,
that's actually something I do wonder about, and Bass actually got me thinking too. If it really is about the arena and kind of the, you know, the ecosystem that the Warriors are building around just basketball, maybe the brand might be strong enough to survive. I mean, it's already become the number one brand in the NBA, and I think top two in all of American sports. I don't think that just goes away when you lose a player.
I agree with that. I think,
even though it's Curry.
Yeah, I want. Well, now here's where the Lakers come in, because to me, you know, the Lakers have been fortunate to have multiple superstars over the course of their entire history. You know, the Warriors won a title in 75, not much happened, and then here comes Steph Curry. I do agree with you, like, The work that they've put in and that they've garnered from their brand, like, that doesn't just go away. People, there are billions of people in China that had never heard of the Warriors, and now they know who they are, and, like, that'll never go away. Steph Curry might go away, but the team he played for, their profile's been raised by him to such a degree that even after he leaves, people are going to know who the Warriors are, even if it's that team Curry used to play for. Seriously.
He's going to make him bulletproof, like, no matter what.
You know, I mean, he's going to be like Jordan. in Chicago.
That's interesting. The other thing, too, look, you said something earlier about one of the recent drafts for the Warriors, and I think on NBA draft day, it's just kind of hit me in the face, like, why we're in the situation we are, why we're talking about Kuminga today, why the Warriors are in a rock and a hard place type spot, and why we're wondering about the future more than the present, because the present doesn't look, I don't know, bright enough for people is the way to put it, but there's something about draft day that hit me over the head like a sledgehammer. I want to get to that on the other side. Steiny's still got to tell us what pissed him off about the Giants game last night. They didn't even have to do with the game, in fact. Also, reminds me, Bob Melvin's coming up at 2:15 with Willard and Dibbs, so the manager of the San Francisco Giants is going to join our boys in the afternoon coming up in just a little bit. I see your phone calls. We'll get to you on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson alongside Matt Steinmetz. That's what's coming up on the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was sponsored by Ceremony Ford.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.